We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we were discussing when a person enters for prayer that he should accept upon himself the mitzvot between men and his fellow men. And what we had started discussing is the concept of one who speaks badly, one who goes and speaks badly about other people. V'yesh avon gadol mizeh, he says, and there's a greater sin than this. One sefer v'gnut chavaro, afal pi shomer emet. And that's a person who speaks badly about his friend, even though he's telling the truth. V'yesh avon gadol mizeh ad me'od. And then there's a sin that's even worse than this. V'om sefer v'gnut chavaro v'u shekel. That's someone who says bad about his friend, and it's lies. V'uni kam utzi shem ba. And this person is called someone who's giving a bad name to other people. V'doch koshu ba lashon hara, liot yoshev v'omer kach v'kach asah ploni. And the way that people who are frequently saying lashon hara behave is that they sit around and they say, you know, so and so did such and such. You know, so and so, his parents were this and that. V'kach v'kach shamati alav. And this is what I heard about so and so. V'amal do'im shegnai al. And he's speaking constantly things that are disgracing other people. Al zeh amar katuv. Regarding this, the verse says, Yichot Hashem kol siftech halakot lashon medaberet gedolot. God should cut down the tongue that speaks smoothly, the tongue that speaks greatly. V'medaber gnut chavaro b'fanav. And if a person disgraces his friend in his face, u'malbin panav, and he shames him, hu keshofech dam. That our sages said is equal to killing him. V'yored legeinom v'eino oleh. And a person that shames someone else goes down to Gehenim and does not come back up. Amru chachamim, shalosh averot nifrein min adam ba'olam hazeh v'en lo chelek la'olam haba. Our sages taught us there are three sins that a person will pay for them in this world and he has no portion in the world to come. Avodat kochavim, v'giloy arayot v'shpichut tamim. Idol worship, having adulterous relationships, and keep murdering. V'lashon hara keneged kulam, and speaking badly about someone else, ways like all of them. And furthermore, sages taught us, anyone who speaks lashon hara, it's as though he is denying the foundation, the principles of Judaism. As the verse says, Asher amru, those people who speak badly about other people, they say, Lilshonenu nagbir sifateinu itanu, with our tongue, we'll raise our lips for ourselves above others. Mi adon nanu, who's our master? Who could tell us not to speak this way? We'll just speak badly about other people, and that'll bring us up. And part of doing that is saying there is no God. Ba'odamu chachamim, and our sages taught us furthermore, Shlosha lashon hara u'aktan. There are three, when we speak badly about someone, so we're killing three people. Ha'omro, the one who says it, he's killing himself, he's losing his portion in the world to come. Bam kablo, the person who listens to it, he's killing him too, because he's sinning also. V'zeh shomer alav, and the person who we speak badly about, so we're killing him as well. Nam kablo yotam ma'amro, and the person who listens to lashon hara is worse off than the one who said it. V'yesh toim shem avak lashon hara v'tzich limut. And there are things that we say are the dust of lashon hara, and they're also prohibited, and that we have to learn about. Kol elu ba'alei lashon hara she'asur ladur b'shkunatam. All these people who speak badly or listen to bad things about other people, our sages say one shouldn't live next to them. V'kol shekein yoshev imhem lishma divrehem. Certainly a person shouldn't sit among them and listen to their words. V'lo nechtam gzar din la'avotenu b'midbar ela lashon hara bilvad. And our forefathers, their fate was sealed in the desert, to die in the desert and spend the 40 years in the desert, it was sealed because of lashon hara alone. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next week we're going to pick up over here with a short discussion of what is avak lashon hara. So what we saw today is that one of the mitzvot that a person has to accept upon himself in preparation for prayer every morning is to accept not to say lashon hara or to hear lashon hara. And we saw that lashon hara is something that a person has no portion in the world to come for. And we saw that if a person speaks badly in front of the person, then he's shaming him, and that's the equivalent of having killed him.